reconnaissance drone ditched in the Black Sea south of Ukraine after the Pentagon says it was intercepted by Russian fighter pilots.
The fighters harassed the drone, buzzing it, passing dangerously close in the flight path. And according to the Pentagon, at least one of the fighters dumped fuel on the drone. Now, according to the Pentagon, during the harassment, one of the fighters struck the propeller on the drone, broke off a piece of the aircraft. The drone became inoperable. The decision was made to bring the drone down in the Black Sea.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Biden gives a speech in Las Vegas today about lowering prescription drug costs.
The White House hasn't released details, but the Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law last year, already requires that Medicare begin bargaining over the price of some drugs and caps out-of-pocket drug costs starting in 2 years. The president has also pledged to raise taxes on wealthier Americans to extend the Medicare Trust Fund that's expected to go broke in 2028.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Arguments are being heard this morning in Amarillo, Texas, in a lawsuit challenging the legality of one of the drugs used for medication abortions. There's another lawsuit in Texas about abortion pills.
Marcus Silva is suing three women whom he says helped his then-wife secretly obtain abortion-inducing medication to end her pregnancy last summer, 2 months after she'd filed for divorce. That was also shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which the Texas Attorney General says revived an 1854 law that made abortion illegal in the state. It may have also violated the Texas heartbeat law, which outlaws abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks gestation. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
It's a manhunt for the former chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Roy McGrath was a no-show for the start of his corruption trial in Baltimore. He lives in Naples, Florida. His attorney says McGrath's wife is concerned for his safety. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you paying attention to China, Russia, and Ukraine? Any reminders of the Cold War days? If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, now is the time to make the call. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Dow futures have been down more than 600 points this morning ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Wholesale price inflation slowed last month to 4.6% annually. Prices fell 0.1% in February from January. Eggs down 36% just last month. Yesterday's Labor Department report on consumer prices shows more inflation than the Federal Reserve Bank likes to see, though, to stop raising interest rates. New York House Republican George Santos has filed for re-election. That paperwork with the Federal Election Commission now.
Filing the paperwork doesn't necessarily mean that Santos is running, but it does allow him to raise money. It comes as he's facing criticism from both sides of the aisle for falsifying parts of his resume and employment history during his campaign last year. The House Ethics Committee has also voted to investigate whether he engaged in unlawful activity. Santos has resisted calls to resign his seat, but did step down from his House committee seats earlier this year. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, Shakespeare writes, "Beware the Ides of March." It's March 15th when Caesar should have watched his back.
March 15th wasn't a good day for Julius Caesar, either the real one or the Shakespearean version.
Beware the Ides of March. He is a dreamer. Let us leave him.
Of course, they really spoke Latin, but history holds that 44 years before the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, a group of Roman nobles assassinated Julius Caesar for what they perceived to be his usurping of the Roman Republic, despite his apparent popularity. His death would lead to civil wars and the rise of the Roman Empire. Eben Brown, Fox News.
College basketball. Texas A&M Corpus Christi beats Southeast Missouri State 75-71. Pittsburgh beats Mississippi State 60-59 to advance to the first round of the men's NCAA tournament. There are two more play-in games tonight. Fairleigh Dickinson versus Texas Southern, and Nevada plays Arizona State. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana Fire Department investigating after a small fire broke out at the station theater early Tuesday morning. Firefighters went to the alley on the south side of the building. They found a small blaze on the outside there, which they brought under control in just 4 minutes. Good news, nobody was hurt, but they're investigating. City of Champaign announced a portion of Park Avenue going to be closed temporarily to traffic. Starting today, the closure between Lynn Street and Park Street is for repairs at Park Place Condos. Work is planned to be completed by 4 in the afternoon. That's weather permitting. Officials advise everyone to seek alternate routes if you can. Secretary of State Alexei Janulius proposing a new bill that would ban Zooming while driving. The bill would make it illegal to use a cell phone or other device to watch or participate in video conferencing, streaming videos, or accessing any social media site. Violating the law would result in a moving violation. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Jim Miller, we appreciate that. ESPN 93.5, here we go. We check our weather forecast with our learned one. He is Greg Solier, studies this all the time.
With the daylight savings time and the sunset being later, I just really am enjoying these days.
Yeah, I drove home from CrossFit 6:45 daylight.
Yeah.
And I swear I went upstairs this morning and it just seems to be giving me that extra couple of minutes every morning there, fella.
Not me yet. I'm struggling with this.
I don't think it doesn't get light at 3 a.m., partner.
Well, you about 3:45 is when the bird, this is like really? Midsummer. This is like June, July. The birds do start chirping. And there's a little sun here. And I'm either on the bike on the weekends at sunup or, in the evening time. And you can't do anything yet in that kind of weather like this. So
yeah.
That's my complaint.
A little chilly. So what you got for us around? Nice sunshine beaming down in Philo, Illinois, the center of the universe.
Absolutely. And so if you are on the proper side of the window pane, we were in midwinter time, it's not a bad morning out there. But we're practically into April around here, at least mid-March, the Ides of March, I believe they call it, at 28 degrees at Willard and Savoy now. 24 at Rantoul, 27 up the road at Bloomington Normal, 24 over at Danville. And a nice recovery on temperature today, considering the cold start. Again, testimony to the higher more direct sun angle. That helps at this point in late winter, early spring, up to 51, the expected high with an increasing south wind, increasing clouds tonight, 38. Tomorrow, windy, milder, but a cloudy sky and rain will be developing tomorrow morning and should be locked in solid by lunchtime tomorrow and continue tomorrow night with a high tomorrow at 53, 36 tomorrow night. Maybe a little rain snow mix here as we turn colder on Friday. Gusty west wind, 40 and dropping, just 31. We won't even make freezing here on Saturday, 37 on Sunday, upper teens and low 20s at night, maybe a snowflake or two in the air Saturday, but then some moderation and a quieter spell of weather short-lived early next week, Monday up to 45, 50 to 55 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solger.
All right, so I was talking about Chris Beard, the new coach at Ole Miss, mm-hmm. And again, I'm as guilty as anybody in presuming stuff. They're guilty.
Yep, because guilty. We got some texts in saying, hey, I don't know about all that. I thought the charges were dropped.
Well, if you have the University of Texas pay $4 million to Texas Tech just to hire their coach away, and this happens, don't you want to make sure it's true? Why would you fire him in 3 weeks if you had doubts or questions that he was involved in a choking incident with his girlfriend? I mean, somebody said, well, now he gets two payments. No, Texas fired him for cause. In the contract, it says if you are involved in anything criminal or felony related, we fire you, no money, anybody gets nothing. So he didn't get it paid out at all. So in any event...
He said he would like to repeatedly decline to discuss specifics regarding the domestic violence issue in December.
All right, Beard was arrested December 12th. Austin police responded to a 911 call at a Terrytown home early in the morning. According to a copy of the arrest affidavit posted on Twitter by Orange Bloods reporter Anwar Richardson, Beard's fiance alleged that the two got in an argument. She grabbed his glasses out of his hands and broke them. In the affidavit, she said that he slapped her glasses off her face and then choked her with his arm from behind for 5 seconds. In the affidavit, police noted visible teeth marks and redness on her right forearm. Mm-hmm. She released a statement on Twitter December 23, denying that Beard strangled her and stating that Beard told police he was acting in self-defense. I do not refute that, she said in a statement. I did not believe Chris was trying to intentionally harm me in any way. It was never my intent to have him arrested or prosecuted. Isn't that what all women say, though? Isn't that kind of the MO for domestic?
Sort of the cycle.
You make an excuse for the man.
Right. And then there's an apology. And then there's, you know, flowers and feeling better about things. And, you know, that's part of the cycle.
That's domestic violence. So you're telling me that he hit her. Nobody denies that. It just says self-defense. Would you ever expect a man to hit a woman? I mean, I guess there are circumstances where you've got a very strong woman beating up on a guy and he's trying to defend himself.
Right.
For the most part, men are stronger than women. Not all the time, but for the most part, they're bigger and stronger. And so for a man to lay a hand on a woman is bad. And so if he slapped her and put his arm around, then she refutes it. Again, there's a lot of money involved in this.
Right.
Millions and millions of dollars. And don't they all, again, the reason they dropped the charges is they couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. That's you never can, right? Unless you have a video of it.
Right. And you'd think, especially if this 911 call talked about strangulation, biting, and hitting during this confrontation, that maybe they would have got some pictures of that bite mark or something.
Well, they probably did. But again, high-profile people with a lot of money and influence, sometimes those don't come out very easily, right? So I just don't know. Again, on these, you never know. But just the fact that it happened, and there is physical evidence of some sort of altercation with a man harming a woman, it's pretty bad. I think it's terrible. And sometimes we just tend to excuse things simply because of the stature of the person or the talent of the athlete. And we just kind of, you know, that it didn't happen. Well, something happened for her to call 911 and be in that kind of distress. And if he's got his big old arm around her neck, you can kill somebody pretty easily doing that. Mm-hmm. Choking is really bad. When police see anybody kind of grabbing a neck, they're on it. So anyway, that's the Chris Beard, now the Ole Miss head basketball coach.
That's right. Introduced yesterday.
And I don't know if Chris Beard has had anything else go on. I don't know about his demeanor, his temper, his anything. Except we do tend to believe the women, which is what we've been taught, right? And it'd be really bad if women do this and it's not true. But again, you got the 911 call. Can you fabricate all that? I guess you can. Can you bite your own forearm and say he did this? I guess you could. You check teeth marks and do all that stuff. But anyway, it's too bad when you have high visibility people in positions of great opportunity and then things like this happen.
Right.
Okay, but he did not get paid out by Texas, so he didn't grab $10 million and leave or something. We had Mike Thomas, our athletic director, all kinds of problems. Fired Ron Zook, fired Bruce Weber, and whole Tim Beckman making players play hurt and all this stuff, whatever it was. And then Mike Thomas leaves and gets $2.4 million as an athletic director. Mm-hmm. $2.4 million. And when we fired Bruce Weber, he got paid out. So when he went to K-State, he was doubling up. I mean, he's making $4 or $5 million a year. But that's what happened. You have a good contract. You don't do anything wrong. They just fire you. You generally do get paid.
Right.
All right. 814, any comments? You're welcome. 217-359-2255.
That's our Tapman's Towing phone line. You're welcome to chime in. I know our Illinois women's basketball team, 6 o'clock tonight out of South Bend, Indiana, facing Mississippi State in this play-in game. If they win, they go on Friday to 6-seed Creighton. But we don't need to talk about that. It's one game at a time.
Well, what about it, Shauna Green?
Throughout this whole year, everything was our first. This whole year, everything was our first with this group. Like, any adversity was our first. Any success was our first. Like, they were still learning me. I was still learning them. So now just having some, you know, having been there, and like, we were saying, hey, it's nice to learn while being in the NCAA tournament instead of sitting there at home being like, hey, this is what we need to do in order to get to an NCAA tournament. This is the next step we need to make in order to get in. So it's just an unbelievable, you know, experience for our players. This is huge. It's huge. And you know, we'll learn a lot, but we like to learn from success instead of failure. But we'll carry on with that after the year.
All right, 6 o'clock tonight, ESPNU, I believe, has it. So you can watch it on television. And I will be watching the Illini women try and win against Mississippi State. That'd be, again, another big step, she says.
So. That's right. Go Illini. When it comes to Illinois baseball, home opener at 3 o'clock against Indiana State's Sycamores. Yesterday, Missouri ended up beating Illinois women's softball 3-2. They've got a game against Valparaiso at 1 o'clock today. Looks like the weather's going to be nice and sunny. Our women's softball team at 16-9 on the season. Parkland beating Iowa Lakes Community College 6-2 yesterday. They are 3-1 on the season. So back to our Illini tomorrow at 3:30 when we face Arkansas in Iowa on TBS. Of course, there's lots of Big Ten teams, and you got to get your brackets filled out by 11 o'clock tomorrow. So make sure you're thoughtfully putting your favorites down. And, you know, we had talked off the air, Stevie, about how it used to be. You'd go to in your favorite tavern or drinking establishment and get in the pool with a whole bunch of other people. I mean, there were some bars in downtown Champaign where it's big time, baby. Well, you want to get in.
You know, Esquire used to have the biggest one. Mm-hmm. But apparently now the new deal on gambling machines, nobody could have anything going but those machines is my understanding. And so the bar pools are gone. And now they're office pools or family pools or whatever. And they're fun. They're fun to fill out and see what happens. There's going to be great upsets. And somebody's going to say, I picked that one. You know, it's fun. It's just fun.
Absolutely. But most of the people are just doing their office pool and calling it good with that. In the NIT yesterday, number one seed Rutgers went down in overtime. Mm-hmm. Hofstra on top 88-86. Michigan over Toledo 90-80. And Wisconsin over Bradley 81-62. Blackhawks over Boston 6-3. Minnesota's in St. Louis for the Blues at 8:30 tonight. NBA action had Milwaukee over Phoenix 116-104. The Bulls in Sacramento at 7 o'clock tonight. Just seeing that the Dallas Cowboys answered one of their bigger offseason questions by acquiring cornerback Stephon Gilmore from the Indianapolis Colts for a fifth-round draft pick. Mm. So there's some movement in the NFL.
All right, taxes can be taxing. Rethink tax time with Busey. Their associates are there to help with expert advice and innovative products and services. Tax day is quickly approaching. Deadline to file this year is Tuesday, April 18. Got a few extra days.
Okay.
Avoid costly penalties. Keep money in your pocket by contributing to retirement accounts by April 18. Organizing your records. While this may not save you cash, it'll save you time and unnecessary stress. File electronically. You know, less than 1% of electronic returns have errors compared to 20% of paper returns. Typical taxpayer receives about $3,000 back. Make the most of your refund, pay down bad debt, build some savings, retirement, establish or restore the emergency fund. Tax laws are complex and change frequently. The experts at Busey suggest you consult your tax advisor before making investments and tax decisions. Visit Busey.com or stop by to one of the many convenient locations to get started today on your maximum refund. Investment products and services not FDIC insured and may lose value. No bank guarantee. Okay, we're going to talk concussions here coming
up. Yes, we are.
I'm actually very interested in the protocol and the things that people do when they now get a concussion.
Well, it's come up so much. And during our Illini basketball season, we had a few players. And, you know, there's certain things where you have to sit out. And we were seriously worried at one point. Was it Jaden Epps?
Yeah, Jaden Epps did something. We're not exactly
sure. We're glad he's back in the lineup, though, as we face the Arkansas, is it Razorbacks?
Yep, they are the Arkansas Razorbacks, mm-hmm. and we will be talking with Aaron Alford, athletic trainer lead for sports performance programs at Carl mm-hmm. Orthopedics mm-hmm. Sports Medicine. That will be coming up next, ESPN 93.5, Fox Business Minute, right after our weather with our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. Good look at one in store for the day-to-day. Cold and crisp to start later on this afternoon. A milder feel. An increasing south winds, highs to about 51. Not so chilly tonight with increasing clouds, about at 38. And for the day tomorrow, another one of these wind-driven rain systems. It'll come up quickly from the plains with rain by afternoon here. For the day tomorrow, with a high temperature of around 53, that south wind 20 to 30 and gusty rain continues tomorrow night. Windy turning colder, about at 36. And there's there may be a little rain and wet snow on the backside of this weather system Friday morning. Windy, colder, cloudy skies, a high around 40. Maybe a snow shower flurry in the air here. Brisk and cold for the day on Saturday with almost a midwinter feel. 31 expected there. We'll get some sunshine here and 37 degree highs on Sunday after starting off into the teens, and then moderation into early next week and a quieter weather picture Monday through Wednesday. First day of spring on Monday, highs up to 45 there. 50 on Tuesday, 52 next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting and Meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation at the wholesale level before it gets to consumers declined last month. The producer price index for February was down 0.1%. For the year ending in February, prices rose 4.6%. That increase was weaker than expected, another sign of inflation cooling. Also, Americans pulled back on shopping and spending in February. Retail sales declined 0.4%, down 0.1%, excluding autos. Shares of Credit Suisse and other European banks were halted today after the largest investor in Credit Suisse, Saudi National Bank, says it will not boost its holdings in the bank over 10% because it's limited by regulators. But Credit Suisse says it is regulated and has a very strong balance sheet. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, March is designated as Brain Injury Awareness Month, and along that line, we're talking a little about concussions in high school sports, how certified athletic trainers at Carl Orthopedics and Sports Medicine work with high schools in the entire region to support athletes during practice and play. Hey, Aaron Alford, athletic trainer, lead for sports performance programs at Carl Orthopedics Sports Medicine. Aaron, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We're good. Is that facility off Windsor and First Street then?
That is correct.
Awesome.
Yeah. Really? Just south of State Farm Center.
Really nice place. I've been there a few times for some therapy, and quite a team that you work with, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's break it down. We hear concussion all the time. When do you have one? How do you know you do? How do you define it? How do you know?
Yeah. So when you have a concussion, the first thing that people think of is a blow to the head, which is true, but a concussion can also be caused by a whiplash incident where the head and brain can move back and forth, say after a car accident, or if you fall and hit your back on the ground and your head can follow along suit. You can't see a concussion, and you don't have to lose consciousness with it. And then sometimes symptoms can even appear days after the injury. Symptoms can last for several days. And outside of sports, again, concussion is going to happen at home, at work, and even with car accidents.
Yeah. Okay. Symptoms that you guys look for all the time?
Yeah. So the first thing is to make sure there was no loss of consciousness, because there is a chance that there was that. We often check for dizziness, ringing in the ears, headache, confusion, lack of coordination, nausea, vomiting, and sometimes the inability to concentrate, such as our high school athletes in school.
Yeah, and you guys are all over the high school scene. And they're playing football, playing, you can hit your head on any sport.
I mean, I had a dancer at Unity, and she was in a car accident, and I was so grateful that Carl had the trainers at Unity. So many area high schools represented had that concussion protocol for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. How do you work with all the area athletes like that, Aaron?
So with our athletic trainers at our schools, we're at Champaign Central, Centennial, Rantoul, St. Joe, Tuscola. You mentioned Unity, and even Monticello, but we branch out all around the Champaign-Urbana satellite cities as well. And then depending on the school, those athletic trainers can be at practices and athletic events.
And you're working with doctors too, right?
Correct. Yeah, we work hand in hand with our doctors in our sports medicine building. We're just a few steps away, so it's very common for us to walk right over to the office, be able to ask them questions about certain instances that we have, and then be able to come back and provide the care that we need for our families.
So, Aaron, do you know anything about protocol and what the athletes do? I don't know if they do it in high school, but certainly college here, about the protocol. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, so our protocol is, so we spend time along our area high schools to do some baseline concussion testing. That consists of us really just getting out there to know the athletes, understand who they are as people, but then we also take them through some balance testing, some coordination testing, to develop an idea of where they're at before an injury. And then should an injury occur, we're able to take that data, and since we're at the high schools very often, we're able to understand not just the what we see on a sheet of paper, but deep down what the athlete is normally like, and then compare those two. Now, as a returning back to sport, there is a step where they have to be symptom-free. They have to show that they are ready to begin sport by going through various steps of cardiovascular endurance before they're cleared to go back to practice and then games.
Just imagine years before when we didn't know a lot about this and how much problem people have now late in their life because they played with concussions, right?
Right, right.
Well, when it comes to the sports that are covered, what does Carl Orthopedics and Sports Medicine do when they partner with some of these area high schools?
So most commonly you'll see us at football games, soccer, and basketball games, volleyball as well. In the winter, we cover wrestling, which is usually one of our sports that you might see us maybe the most active outside of just concussions. And then also at our spring sports that we're heading into now, such as girls soccer, track and cross country competitions, baseball, softball.
That's awesome.
I never thought headers were a good idea.
You're right.
Yeah, and that looks like I've seen, you know, Illinois women's soccer, and they're doing 50-yard headers. That just can't. That can't be great for you, is it?
So there is a higher risk of injury, of course, with heading the ball, but that doesn't take away from the sport. There's that assumption of risk with anything that we do in terms of athletes. You know, I'm way past my athletic years, but there is still times where, you know, if I was going to, you know, you can't touch the ball in soccer, so if you're going to jump high, you got to hit it with something.
Well,
but yeah, there
true.
Is that added risk.
Well, you're so flexible you get hit with your foot, Aaron. That's how you would do that. So,
well, let's talk about that kind of sports performance angle at the facility there at First in Windsor. I've seen some area athletes in there that want to get a better jump and be stronger and faster. And you work with people like that too, right, Aaron?
Correct. So we have our performance-enhancing programs, whether it be our treadmill-based altitude training, whether it be our sports-specific training for basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball. We have also personal training, and then one thing that we've been going on and expanding with is our group classes as well. We've had a senior class that one of our athletic trainers, Bryce Compton, has been doing for over 10 years. We started a cancer survivorship exercise program for cancer survivors who have been cleared by their providers to return back to some form of exercise. We're there along the way to give some guidance in terms of what we can do in terms of regaining strength, regaining range of motion through yoga and strength training. And our athletic trainers have done a great job with that.
Okay, Aaron, we appreciate you. Biggest question yet, who do you got in the bracket?
You know, one of our Champaign Urbana alum, Kylan Boswell, is playing great ball for Arizona.
Saw him play.
As much as I want Illinois.
Yeah, he's a good player. And I was thinking we had a shot to get him here. But he's really good, and I've seen him play with Arizona. Big hair, right?
Yep.
Saw him on the bench the other night.
Okay.
But Arizona is, as I have them in the title game, losing to.
Okay, Aaron. Of course, I'm going to take that tip. Maybe put it in my bracket now.
I've got them losing to Illinois, so there's that.
Okay.
Listen, Aaron, I appreciate it. How can people connect with you guys?
They can reach us on our phone lines through email. So our phone number would be 217-383-9400. They can reach me at orthosportsffs@carl.com for any of the sports performing enhancement duties, or just stop by our front desk if there is any other ways that we can help out.
Hey, keep up your good work. Thanks for what you're doing.
Nicely done.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Aaron Alford, athletic trainer and lead for sports performance programs at Carl Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Right. It's Brain Injury Awareness Month. Good information. You can learn more at carl.org.
ESPN 93.5. We're going to break for the news. Be right back. News, weather, another half hour of the program. 217-359-2255 to text in. And Aaron appeared on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Most of us will be glued to the TV for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Wait, what? Oh, you want to be on the floor and see it up close.
I get to watch plenty of basketball. Films of us winning, losing, who we're going to play next.
I bet that footage would be clearer on an LG OLED screen.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store.
The LG OLEDs deliver the best picture for the buck.
And they're so flat to the wall.
Yeah, the gallery series is a step up. They mount so flat you can't see behind the TV and come with a free 5-year warranty.
That all sounds great, but it also sounds expensive.
Well, you can buy cheap, but you'll buy twice. Get the good one and it'll look great for years. You can even get 0% financing.
My initials are LG. Maybe they want to make a trade. Anyway, I gotta go watch some of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. They're selling to start the day on Wall Street, where investors are rattled by European banking worries. There are, however, hints of easing inflation in prices producers pay.
Month to month, February PPI headline, -0.1. We were looking for a gain for that. Year over year, a gain of 4.6%, but that is a lot weaker than the expectation from economists who were looking for 5.4%.
Fox's Cheryl Cassone. Retail sales, meanwhile, fell 0.4%. There's a manhunt underway for a former Maryland official,
Roy McGrath, who was once the chief of staff to former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. McGrath was supposed to appear in court at his trial on wire fraud and embezzlement charges in Baltimore on Monday, but didn't show up. That's when a federal judge issued a warrant for his arrest, and the marshals launched an interstate fugitive manhunt for him.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois is the third state in the nation to mandate paid time off to be used for any reason. The governor signing legislation providing employees with up to 40 hours of paid leave during a 12-month period. It means 1.5 million workers will be able to earn paid time off starting in 2024. Illinois lawmakers discussing a bill that would require parents who make money posting videos of their children on social media to share that revenue with their kids. Illinois Senate Labor Committee approved a bill that would guarantee children a right to a percentage of that revenue for certain videos. HSHS Medical Group alerting patients about the closure of obstetrics and gynecology services at St. Mary's and Benefi Center for Women in Decatur. A letter sent out to patients informs them that the services will no longer be provided July 1st. The letter offers patients steps on how to switch their OBGYN providers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing snow, Champaign, Urbana, Memphis, Saturday, and a spring-like feel expected for the day today. Tomorrow, too, but it'll be wind-blown and complicated with the next rain system doing for the day tomorrow. Back into a hint of winter time in the air around here over the course of Friday and Saturday, and then some modest recovery for next week, and overall a bit of a break in this very active and moisture-laden weather pattern virtually from coast to coast. Today, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder this afternoon, 51. The southeast to south wind on the increase at 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cold tonight with increasing clouds, breezy down to 38. Tomorrow, windy, milder day, but rain overspreads the area in the morning and steady rains by the afternoon. High to 53, that south wind 20 to 30. Gusts close to 40 miles per hour. Rain down to 36 for tomorrow night. Windy, colder with a couple of rain, snow showers here Friday morning up to about 40. Out of west wind to 30 miles per hour. Cold for the weekend with a couple of snowflakes Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Temperatures in the 30s for daytime highs. We're back into the 40s for Monday. 50s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J. Broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solier.
Benjamin had several ups and downs in the process of trying to sell his home. The downs came when another agent who failed to get the home sold. The ups came when he reached out to Nate and they sold the house quickly because Nate Evans and his team know how to do it.
It's true. It can be pretty much effortless and stress-free when you have the experience of Nate and his team outpacing the rest of the pack. So all you need to do is call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Talk about your time. timeline. Would you like that immediate cash offer on your home? There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. That's the goal, right? Well, Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get it done. A friend you can trust in the business, knows all the ins and outs, has that strong partnership with Zillow to create demand for your home, selling it faster and for more money. So just Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar presents Lucky Who with St. Patrick's Day specials March 17th and 18th. Enjoy Irish favorites like a Reuben sandwich with fries or corned beef and cabbage with new potatoes and creamy horseradish sauce. Of course, there's Guinness, Irish coffee, and greenlit pitchers. Food available for dine-in or carry-out. Call 217-819-5005 for your St. Patrick's Day festivities. Houlihan's, located at 1900 South First Street in Champaign.
You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Call our expert team today and see if we can help you. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I think it's the two best sports days of the year. I mean, there's no better excitement and all the things that go on around the NCAA tournament. I have not played the theme. Should I do that?
Yeah. I had it up the other day. Do you know where that is? And there's a hotkey of it, I thought.
No.
Okay.
Not the dun dun, not the that's a
You want me to grab it for you?
No, mean, okay. I'd rather just have awkward air time.
Well,
is that near the top or is it I had it on the top here on the screen, but I can't.
Okay.
I'll get it. We'll for sure play it tomorrow.
And okay.
But I mean, Shauna Green, we're just not used to women's basketball being in the hunt here. So now we got, you know, two things to be very attentive toward.
Yes.
And I think we're hopeful for Shauna. We don't really know. I think it feels very much like house money. It's like you won a lot, so yeah, it's not as the Illinois men. I mean, if you don't win one, I mean, obviously it's pretty disappointing. Because I guess you just flash back. We were given too much too early. I mean, you beat UCLA in Texas. You're going, man, this is
right,
good.
Right.
You got Matt Meyer talking about winning a national championship. You know, and then it just.
Right.
You know, you kind of, yeah. So anyway, but again, there have been other things. You got Sky Clark leaving, which might have made us better because Jaden Epps played more. Then you had a concussion by Terrence Shannon Jr., which obviously doesn't make you better. And losing Jaden Epps doesn't make you better. So everybody is healthy, so there's that. But I think we'd all feel very, very good if you could beat Arkansas. And then knowing you're going against the defending national champion if you win against Arkansas. So I just believe expectations are very lukewarm. I think we're all hopeful, but understand we've seen the good and the bad, and we don't know when that pops up. A couple shots go in. Catch a break, win a game, you can light up pretty quickly. And then all of a sudden, it's you're the buzz, but you could lose tomorrow. So it's just like, okay.
There's a text in at 217-359-2255 on the Dick Van Dyke Tapman's towing phone line. And he's talking about how the women were really, I don't want to use the expression, but, not represented well by playing a game.
It just the team
felt like we needed to be up there in the tournament.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
know, but think about all the wins we had, and we still couldn't crack the top 25. It just after 20 years, it's like, who? No, they're awful. You're right. I mean, we were bad last
right.
year, really bad. And then all of a sudden, we're a team that beat Iowa. I mean, that's shocking.
Right.
Iowa. We beat the Clark woman, who's really good.
Right. And Alante in the drive talking with Calamity McIntyre yesterday, Reuben McIntyre's niece, was also, saying, we're just grateful to be here after 20 years.
Absolutely.
And essentially,
yeah.
that's Shauna Green's attitude also.
I mean, there's very few. Maybe Shauna Green, maybe her staff believed it was possible, but nobody else did. There's no way Josh Whitman expected an NCAA tournament first year. Nobody does that. That's why I thought she should have been coach of the year. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just stunning. She's taken something dormant, and you made it in not an NIT team. It's an NCAA basketball team.
Right.
And brought respect to Illinois women's basketball. Anyway, it's here it is. Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know why it's not playing. Anyway. I'll get the NCAA theme. I love that theme, too. It's been on there forever. And then you got the Jim Nance. I always thought, you know, Jim Nance, who's one of the great play-by-play voices, right after this tournament's over, he gets to go to the Masters. Come on, man.
Wow.
I know you're not home much, that's for sure. But, man, those are two pretty big events.
For sure.
Title game, Bill Raftery and whoever the other guy is, Grant Hill. Is that Grant Hill? Anyway, and then he's done. It's a Tuesday morning. You're flying to Augusta to set up the team coverage on Thursday of the Masters golf tournament. That's just pretty good.
Huh.
That's just pretty cool. All right, we'll break, come back. I'm going to play one more time Shauna Green since they play tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPNU, I believe. So you'll be able to watch the ball game. And it'll probably be a good game.
I mean, South Bend, Indiana. We were just mentioning yeah. Josh Whitman, our athletic director, probably going to be at both
yeah,
games.
I believe he'll figure that out. Okay. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean, if it's at least South Bend and Des Moines aren't super far apart,
right.
So you got that. But you know, you'd love both to make it out of the weekend. Illinois women, if they win tonight, they got to play Creighton, who's going to be a six. And then you have to play, Notre Dame at Notre Dame, which will have a very favorable crowd. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised that you have home court. I think they still do that, but hopefully at a point they'll say, you know what, that's not fair.
Right.
Because if Illinois hosted, I know we'd get 6,000 people.
Agreed.
We've done that, and that's a big number. I was never really sure, to be very honest. I didn't know if they could ever get over what Huff holds. But by golly, they've already done that.
Uh-huh.
So that's impressive. All right, 842.
Upgrade your home comfort and save big with spring savings from Mattex. Now, for a limited time, take up to $1,200 off select new heating and cooling systems from Central Illinois' most trusted service provider. And with Mattex's flexible financing options, you won't have to wait to take advantage of these incredible savings while they last. Call today or schedule your appointment online and get five-star service that's guaranteed. Mattex. Feel the difference.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Yep, there we go. Illinois and Mississippi State women's basketball tonight at 6.
Absolutely. Out of South Bend, Indiana, this is a play-in game. And if they win, they go on Friday to play 6-seed Creighton. But again, one game at a time, and we're feeling good about Mississippi State. The game at 6. Go Illini. Our men taking on Arkansas tomorrow at 3:30 in Iowa. That game on TBS. Always fun to watch all this action at Pia's. And they've got quite a St. Patty's Day celebration planned at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. When it comes to NIT, Hofstra took down the number one seed Rutgers.
I'm telling you, Rutgers was crushed. They were crushed. They had a watch party, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't see their name. I really think everybody thought Rutgers would get in, and they didn't get in the NCAA. And then the NIT came calling, and yeah, we'll play. Okay, whatever. And they just, you can't be flat.
Just flat.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Somebody can beat you. Eastern Illinois right. University beat Iowa this year. You're going, what? That was at Iowa. How'd that happen? just happens.
Yep.
So you better get ready to play every night, and this is just the parody in college basketball. That's what's going to be fun. You can watch any matchup you want, and it'll probably be pretty darn competitive every single game. Last night's NCAA play-in games had last-second shots on both of them. The team had a chance, but the other team that missed the shots had a chance to win both games down to the wire. That's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it, listen, it's very hard to find a more enjoyable sporting event if you don't care who wins. If you care who wins, it's just awful. Ah! But if you don't care, it's really good basketball and fun to watch.
And so tomorrow by 11 is when you should have that bracket done. And I know Maryland and West Virginia is an early game tomorrow. We've got Auburn and Iowa on TNT at 5:50.
Oh, you can't root for Auburn ever. The Bruce Pearl thing. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah. Boise State and Northwestern. I mean, I want Northwestern to move on.
I think they'll win
all the Big Ten.
I don't think they'll win the second one because I think they play really somebody hard.
And see, Penn State has Texas A&M. Purdue, they're facing someone that I just don't know all the letters.
It's the winner of Texas Southern FDU,
okay,
which is tonight.
Okay.
And then Purdue plays there. But back to Northwestern. Northwestern will have to play, if they win, they'll have to play UCLA. And I don't think they could beat UCLA.
Okay.
You never know.
Do you have UCLA in the Final Four?
I have UCLA in the Final Eight, but Illinois beats them.
Okay.
As
we have done before.
I have an emotional bracket and then a statistical bracket. So that my emotional bracket is Illinois wins it all.
Right.
So, yeah.
Go Illini.
And I have a great path. I mean, you have to play UCLA, Texas, and Arizona to win it all. Can you imagine after the post game, Brad standing there being interviewed by Jim Nance and crowd going crazy? And yeah, I do dream.
Okay.
I have nice dreams like that. I listen, again, who's to say that you can't figure it out? We've seen it, and at moments, and it's not an exaggeration to say, at moments, Illinois has been the best team in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been pretty bad.
Yep.
So,
peaks and shallows throughout the season.
It's just the way it is, and yet we're at least we... So you're saying we have a shot. We have a shot to win the game tomorrow. And then Kansas, you know, again, though, what if Matt Meyer does that big step back 8 out of 9 thing going on? Then you beat them, too. Anyway, it's just, we've seen it. It's just been too inconsistent to count on it. Right?
Absolutely. Illinois baseball in action at 3. Indiana State Sycamores, you know, they bumped it. In high school, St. Thomas More bumped their opener. And then it turned out to be such a nice day yesterday.
When it was sunny and looked nice and no wind, it was still 39.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's going to be 50 today.
Yeah, there could be stinging when you're actually, you know, catching the ball and that catcher taking those pitches. Ooh. Missouri over Illinois women's softball yesterday 3-2. So that's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Now, where are people going for the action? Because the bars with the gambling rules now, bars aren't supposed to. I don't think any bars are doing
a
pool.
Still go and watch your favorite team.
Yeah, I'm just saying that
no brackets.
The juice is in the gambling, right? And people have a bracket, and Kathy wins, and Kathy doesn't know anything, right?
Right.
It always happens like that.
That's right.
And that's fun.
Uh huh.
And so, you know, Bob, who tracks every game and has seen every division and everything, does awful. And Kathy beats him because Kathy liked this particular town she visited 12 years ago.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what's so fun about it.
I love it.
And generally, by Monday, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in. And it's, Johnny mentioned, too, the chances that they always have pick a perfect bracket and win $1 million. It's not, I guess not, you can't say it's impossible. But the odds are winning Powerball 2 times in a row, those are the odds to pick a perfect bracket in the NCAA basketball tournament. Think about Powerball. It goes for 6 months sometimes with no winner. You have to win 2 in a row. So obviously, instead of throwing a rock from the moon and having it land in your yard for Powerball,
yes,
it's like throwing a rock from Venus and hoping it doesn't melt in flight.
Wow.
It's crazy. So will we still do it? And we still think we got this because we're...
Of course. Gotta get in it to have fun.
I certainly hope Brad Evans, who was on with Lante last night, is wrong. He's saying no Big Ten teams to the Sweet 16, which would be pretty embarrassing. The Big Ten doesn't put a team in the Sweet 16, meaning no Big Ten team will win twice. That would be very, very embarrassing for the league. We do just pound on each other. It isn't much fun. If you're a Big Ten coach and you got an opportunity to leave and it's a better job money-wise, don't you look at it? You go in there and you hope you're 10-10 now. Maybe 11-9 or 12-8 is really good. Because it's just everybody's got good coaches and good teams. So I deem it to be unfun. I just like the days where we cakewalk through about 6 or 8 of them. And now it's like stupid. Just what's fun about that?
Absolutely.
What's fun about having to work hard to win at Wisconsin and Nebraska and all these places? Used to be so easy.
It's a grind now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Good look at one in store for the day today. Cold and crisp to start. Later on this afternoon, a milder feel. An increasing south winds, highs to about 51. Not so chilly tonight with increasing clouds, about at 38. And for the day tomorrow, another one of these wind-driven rain systems. It'll come up quickly from the plains with rain by afternoon here. For the day tomorrow, with a high temperature of around 53, that south wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Rain continues tomorrow night. Windy turning colder, about at 36. And there may be a little rain and wet snow on the backside of this weather system Friday morning. Windy, colder, cloudy skies, a high around 40. Maybe a snow shower flurry in the air here. Brisk and cold for the day on Saturday with almost a midwinter feel. 31 expected there. We'll get some sunshine here and 37 degree highs on Sunday after starting off into the teens. And then moderation into early next week and a quieter weather picture Monday through Wednesday. First day of spring on Monday. Highs up to 45 there. 50 on Tuesday. 52 next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting and meteorologist Greg Sol.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of AppShock Decals and Design. We are a one-stop shop for your business needs. Whether you're just starting up or already in business, we can help you get your brand out there. We do everything from logo design or redesign, outdoor signage to banners, window and wall graphics, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, and more. We also provide custom racing wraps and decals. If you need anything I just mentioned, you need to get a quote from me, Kirk Lehman. Just visit us at AftershockDD.com.
Okay, glad you were listening this morning. Be back tomorrow. John Decker will be on. He's Gray Television's White House correspondent. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from Busch Stadium, St. Louis. I'm very honored to be asked again to broadcast our morning show down there with a whole bunch of Cardinal people. I did ask for Benji Molina again.
Okay.
And maybe Polo, who was here for the Cardinal Caravan.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we'll get them on. We're not sure, but we'll be broadcasting overlooking beautiful Busch Stadium, and it's electric to go down there. So opening day baseball is just, I hope the weather is decent, but it's, you know, March. March 30 is the earliest opening day, I think, in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals, I think. I mean, it's
so cool
so early
when they send you different professionals who are involved with the magazine and the, you know, the museum there and the grounds people. I mean, everybody is just so excited. Cardinal Nation stepping up, and I think it's the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, and the first three opponents for the Cardinals are very, very good teams. They play host to Toronto, and I think they go to Atlanta and Milwaukee. Mm. So those are three playoff teams, mm-hmm. I think, essentially. So we will start with some very good opponents, but the Cardinals got a very good core. Pitching is going to be, again, the same kind of wonder. We need a hammer, and Jack Flaherty is on the last year of his contract. So I'm thinking Jack's going to have a good year if he can stay healthy. And then you got a bunch of veterans like Adam Wainwright, and you see how they pitch. But boy, the Cardinals, you know, you got your Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, 1 and 2 in MVP voting last year in the National League. It's amazing. And then you got Wilson Contreras, the Cub catcher, is now a Cardinal. And then guys like Jordan Walker, who is playing well enough to perhaps a 20-year-old kid who's 6'6", 250 pounds, and runs great and just hits the heck out of the ball.
Yeah, he did great in spring training.
Well, he's so far so good, so we'll see where he lands. But if you have a surprise bat maybe, and there's a lot of Nolan Gorman, looks like he can hit a lot of home runs. He's come to spring training ready to go. So there's a lot of players that if they emerge, Cardinals will be pretty good now. It'll be really good. All right, anyway, we'll be there 2 weeks from tomorrow.
And, of course, we're the Cardinals affiliate.
Yep.
Cubs are right across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting on US 105.9. So if you're thinking your business wants to get in on the fun, just, you know, Google Diane Ducey, send me a note, and I'll start talking about our deal.
Sponsor your team. Thank
That's
you, Diane.
Right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampagne.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit pards.com, Pards.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.